Welcome to Rooted in Wellness with me, wellness advocate and holistic nutritionist, Mona Sharma. Together, we will take a journey to discover natural healing practices from imbalance to balance, guided by ancient wisdom and modern scientific insights. I was raised living summers on an ashram, so I learned early on that food is medicine and your kitchen is your greatest source of healthcare and prevention. After facing two heart surgeries, anxiety, and weight challenges, I discovered that just because your symptoms are common doesn't mean that they are normal. Together with some incredible guests, we will explore the power of our mind, body, and soul connection, returning to our roots to rediscover our greatest well-being. Hi everyone, welcome to another solo podcast. Mona here. The fall is officially here. We're now transitioning closer to winter. And I don't know about you, but the last week I've been waking up to much cooler mornings with darker, more gray, overcast skies. I can definitely feel how this has shifted my energy in the morning. This change in season can really feel differently for all of us, especially depending on where you live. As an East Coaster originally, I know that I'm really spoiled living in Los Angeles, but it still feels cold. And this also means that I'm especially aware of the impact of the darker and cooler overcast days on how I'm feeling. I've definitely wanted to reach out for, you know, more coffee and comfort foods, which is natural during this shift in our cycle. So before I dive in, I first want to let you know that I do have a free course that's available on my website. It's about all of my favorite ancient healing practices for becoming rooted in wellness. This course will really guide you to optimizing the foundational health practices that I always advocate for and really help to shift your vibration from imbalance to balance. When your foundation is solid and optimal, our bodies are more resilient. And when our bodies are more resilient, they are less impacted by the changes in our environment, including those seasonal changes and the changes to our diet and to our lifestyle. So if you want access to this, all you have to do is head over to monasharma.com and check out all of my free programs that are there for you to dive into. There's lots of great video content to guide you day by day to optimizing the foundations of your health. So today, let's dive into the essentials of embracing the shift into winter and how it affects our energy, our mood, and our mental health, really our overall health. This is something that I learned the hard way. So over years of struggling with low energy, with many seasonal dips, I now know that it's essential to really honor these shifts. And today I'll share with you some practical, science-backed ways to stay vibrant this winter. In ancient wisdom, the transition into winter and these shorter days is seen as a really powerful opportunity to go inward and reconnect with our body's natural rhythms. In Ayurveda, for example, winter is a season ruled by Kapha. It's characterized by grounding and slowing down, which really encourages us to conserve energy and rest. In traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, they align with this view also. They see winter as a yin season meant for nourishment and reflection and supporting our kidneys and our immune system to really protect our vitality. So honoring the change in any season is not just a suggestion, but a necessity for our health. These practices of eating warm foods, resting more, and even embracing the early sunsets that are happening are part of a really deep tradition that teaches us to really synchronize with nature's circadian rhythm. When we adjust to the season's rhythms, we really support our mental and our physical well-being, and we create resilience and energy that carry us forward. So honoring this seasonal shift, like I said, in Ayurveda and in traditional Chinese medicine, winter is a season that's really designed for grounding and for nourishment and for going inward. This is a time to really support our bodies with specific foods and routines and optimizing light exposure that encourage rest and regeneration. These practices are really timeless and, you know, they work wonders and they help us stay really balanced and feeling healthy during the colder months, but we have to make them a priority. So here are some do's and don'ts for winter wellness and the things that I've really learned to embrace and what to avoid as winter approaches. So do focus on warm and grounding, nourishing foods like soups and stews, maybe some roasted root vegetables, which are seasonal, and lots of herbs and spices, maybe things that are a little bit heating like ginger and cinnamon as well. do seek a lot of natural morning sunlight, which helps us regulate our circadian rhythm. It also supports our melatonin production. And I promise you, make the effort to get some exposed sunlight first thing in the morning. Get outside onto your balcony or your backyards. Look up at the sun, and that's actually going to help with your sleep cycle and aligning your body's circadian rhythm throughout the day to give you energy and help you sleep better at night. And, you know, do adjust your sleep to match the seasonal longer nights. It's really going to support your immune system and your mood. Here's some don'ts. Don't rely on cold or raw foods. No juice cleanses this time of year, nothing that's going to be cooling to the body. We want to keep the body warm. We want to ignite our digestive fire. Other foods that aren't really suitable this time of year are things like tropical fruits. You know, watermelon and stuff like that are designed to be summer foods to help cool our body. You also don't want to be snacking too close to bed. I aim to wrap my meal at least 3 hours before I go to bed so that I know my body can get into the deep restorative rest that it needs to wake up with energy. I also don't want you using a lot of artificial light late at night. Instead, dim the lights in your house, maybe light some candles instead, maybe find some blue light blocking glasses. We're a big fan of those for myself and for my kids to really help to protect melatonin production at night. These blue artificial lights before bed will help really keep us wired and tired, and we don't want that. So now diving into some key things to really support you. The first one is light exposure and how this is related to your circadian rhythm. So melatonin is crucial for our sleep and for our mood, and it's naturally regulated by light. Morning sunlight exposure, even for just a few minutes, is going to help our bodies produce serotonin, which later converts to melatonin. I also use a red light therapy panel. The brand that I love is from Cozy. This is really great all times of year, but especially in the winter. Red light mimics the sun's natural near-infrared light and supports our cells when daylight hours are a lot shorter. For the evenings, especially for my kids, I rely on dimming the lights and wearing those blue light blocking glasses that I mentioned. It creates a much more soothing, restful environment. Our kids are naturally sensitive to light's cues, and keeping things calm in the evening is really going to help support their sleep cycles too. So setting up evening rituals at home, like reading bedtime stories with dim lights, sipping herbal teas with a candle lit, doing this together is going to help us all just wind down, and it keeps us connected also during the winter season. Next is seasonal eating. Eating with the season is core in Ayurveda, and it's deeply supported by science. Winter is a time for warm, nutrient-dense foods like soups and stews. I love making a lot of dals. It's also a time for seasonal fruits. Winter seasonal fruits are things like apples and pomegranates. You've probably seen those a lot more at the grocery store now. These foods really nourish and help keep us grounded. They support our digestion and our immune health. The way that we eat seasonal foods are grown at different times of year with microbes in the soil that really help to support our immune system. So this is why eating seasonally can be really beneficial for your digestion, but also for your immune system. Something I love at home is to also include warming teas every day, especially before meals. Things like ginger and ashwagandha and even tulsi tea. These are Ayurveda's go-to herbs for winter, and they support everything from stress to our immune system. When I prepare these for my family, it's a really comforting ritual that also brings us closer. So really adopt rituals around your health that can be connected to your family. It makes it extra special. Number three is adjusting your sleep patterns. With the longer nights, our bodies crave more rest. Shifting your bedtime a little earlier is an easy way to really align with winter's rhythm, encouraging deep sleep, boosting your immune support and your levels of deep restorative sleep. Dim the lights maybe an hour or 2 hours before you go to bed to support your body in understanding it's time to wind down. And consider rituals that really help to calm your mind, like reading or meditation or maybe some gentle breath work. Studies show that early sleep, so going to bed earlier, combined with melatonin-friendly light exposure, really supports mental clarity, energy, and metabolic health. And here's the thing, like we often think about sleep training our children. We need to sleep train as adults too, especially if we're moving the clocks around sleep training as an adult is essential. So think about some rituals that you really love. For me, I love having a shower at the end of the day, washing the day away for me, and then finding a nice grounding oil. So coconut oil with some essential oils, use that on your skin. It will help you feel grounded. The essential oils might cue the brain to tell you it's time to relax and wind down for bed also. But make it your own. Find some bedtime rituals that you really, really love to support your body in understanding it's time to shift into the rest and restore time of day. Number four, embrace the cold in the colder season. Embracing the cold might sound strange, but a short walk in the chilly weather is actually could be really great for your immune system. It also activates your senses. It gets you outside and again, aligning with nature's rhythm. So I bundle the kids up. I know we're in Los Angeles. You could live somewhere that's much cooler, but get outside for that fresh air. Get into nature's energy and feel the grounding, restorative aspects when things feel a lot more cool and calm and quiet and grounded outside. Just a few minutes outdoors really helps us to reconnect and to ground also. Number five is hydration. Hydration needs to be prioritized, especially during the winter. It's just as crucial to stay hydrated as it is in the summer. The colder months make us forget to drink enough water. So be intentional about hydration and how it can support you. And here's what I recommend. Sip on some warm water throughout the day. Add a pinch of sea salt, maybe a squeeze of half of a lemon to warm water. This helps keep electrolyte levels balanced. It hydrates the body and it feels super cozy. Not to mention it helps to boost your digestive process. Find herbal teas that you love. I really love herbal teas like chamomile and ginger and some peppermint tea, which not only support your digestion, but it helps you to feel relaxed as well. I'm going to add an infrared sauna here. So my go-to for self-care, especially during the winter, is to go for a session in an infrared sauna. It offers deep relaxation. It helps to promote detoxification, maybe when we're not moving our bodies as much. Provides that warmth for healing and restoration also, and it encourages you to hydrate and detoxify also. Hydration doesn't just mean water. It's about balancing fluids and minerals to keep our cells functioning optimally. And these small steps can really make a big difference in how we feel. So as we shift into these winter months, as winter starts to settle in, remember to listen to the cues of your body. Nature is inviting us to slow down, to reflect, and to really nurture ourselves. And by incorporating morning sunlight, warm foods, plenty of hydration, and extra rest into your routine, you can transform the way that you feel throughout the season. You might even prevent the severity to which you might have gotten sick in the past, or you might become more resistant to the colds and the flus and things like that that are going around. It's these simple shifts which are grounding, they are restorative, they're beautiful ways for you to honor the natural rhythms of life. And don't forget to connect with your loved ones. So winter's darker days can often feel very isolating. I know that I'm reaching out to my mom and my dad a little bit more often as they're seeing less community. A simple phone call, a shared cup of tea, or even a quick check-in can make all the difference in the world to somebody who might be feeling a shift in their mood with the change in season. Connection is just as important as the health that you're getting, the foods that you're consuming, or the sleep that you are prioritizing. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope that these tips really inspire you to embrace the change in season and do it intentionally and with care. If this episode brought you a smile or even an aha moment, it would mean the world to me if you liked it, if you commented, if you subscribed to the podcast. By sharing this podcast episode, you can help spread the word of what it means to be rooted in wellness. Namaste.